Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make the real change in your life. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that behind prison bars. We had some wonderful services in them jails and prisons in time past. And we are going back to preach, to do some more work for the Lord in the jails and prisons for Jesus. Praise God. We have a powerful message. We're talking about, amen, time past, repentance. Now we're moving on to the blood of Jesus. Praise God. Because after you repent and get forgiveness for your sins, you must get washed in the blood of the Lamb, sanctified, so you'll be cleansed and delivered from sin. Call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for that exciting message. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast for the exciting message. Also, you're going to be hearing from Missionary Velvet. She's back here on the broadcast. Praise God. So much is here for you, amen, to be blessed here on the Heaven Bound Train broadcast. Praise God. Amen. Now, Jesus come to change lives and make your life brand new. Get you ready for heaven. Because the Bible says in St. Matthew 5 and 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. How can your heart be pure if you still got sin in you? So it's time to clean up. It's time to give up sin. It's time to repent. It's time to get washed in the blood of the Lamb, so that your name can be written down on the book of life, so you'll be able to make it into heaven. Because only the pure in the heart shall see God. It's time to get rid of sin. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, because you can't go to heaven in your sins. Praise God. Amen. And I'm putting it on radio so everybody can hear that and understand that. Stop believing other people thinking that your sin's going to be taken care of when you die. If you die a sinner, you remain a sinner throughout eternity. No repentance beyond the grave. This is the dressing up room. Now's the time to get right with the Lord. Now, repent, ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins, that you won't sin no more. The Lord forgive you all your committed sins. Then you pray and ask the Lord to sanctify you. Lord, sanctify me through the blood. Wash me in that blood that you shed on Calvary. The Lord breathe in your soul. Praise God. I'm telling you, he breathe in your soul. Amen. And then put a life on the inside. Amen. I'm telling you, because he breathe in my soul one day. Put a life on the inside. And Jesus is the one that did it. Praise God. That's the reason why I preach Jesus. I lift up Jesus. I'm a Jesus man. Because there's power in the name of Jesus. No other name given among men where that men can be saved, but in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Call on Jesus now while you can get your mercy, while you can get the help you need. Don't wait until souls be lost in hell, and then try to pray, because it'd be too late. But call on him now while Jesus can help you. Praise God. Because he can't help you when you're lost in the fires of hell. He can't help you then. But the Lord can help you now. Praise the Lord. There's power in the name of Jesus. Praise God. To save people from sin. Praise the Lord. I love Jesus. Praise the Lord. Because I'm a Jesus man. Amen. Before we move on further into the broadcast and, amen, get to Missionary Velvet with her good inspirational gift that she has. Praise the Lord. And move on into the message. Let's hear a song of from DJ Rogers, the Jesus chant. Because I'm a Jesus man. And praise God, there's power in the name of Jesus. And people, we need to focus on Jesus. Stop just overlooking him, trying to talk about God. But look to Jesus. Praise the Lord. Because he's your help. Amen. He's your help. Glory to God. Amen. He's your help. Let's hear this song from him. Praise God. Amen.
Jesus, I can't thank you enough for who I was. Because you set me free, oh Lord Jesus. Oh Lord Jesus.
Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus to change lives and make your life brand new. And you won't be the same anymore. Because Jesus come to fix it so we can stay on the get on the right road and stay on the right road. Get on the straight and narrow way, stay on the straight and narrow way. No turning back. No going back. Going back in sin. But pressing forward toward heaven. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Submission of Velvet, we thank God that you're back. Praise the Lord. And you hear them on the broadcast. And we, amen. I know those that have been listening to the broadcast enjoy hearing from you. You was on the last broadcast. And praise God, we're glad you're back on this one too. All right, amen, praise the Lord. Go ahead and do what the Lord called you to do, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody, because he is worthy to be praised. And I know there's a song that said, if I had 10,000 tongues, I cannot praise him enough. And it says that every time I get a chance, I'm going to praise the Lord. The Lord wants us to worship and praise him. And in the songs that when praises go up, blessings will come down. The Lord is there to bless us. He is there to supply our every need. He said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. That he is our rock, he is our strength, and he is our salvation. And I said, because I think that we're hearing the song that was being played, call on the name of Jesus. We have to call on his name. And then his name got so much power in it. And you know, sometimes that's calling, we'll be in trouble over this call, that Jesus, I need you, Jesus, to help me. And he will be there every time. And a little song, the Lord, I can't sing it like the person was singing before, but I sang the song the way the Lord gave it to me. Say, he never takes a break on you. The Lord never takes a break on us. He never, never, never takes a break on you. He never, never, never takes a break on you. Never get jaded, never slumber or fall asleep on you. Because he loves you that much. Because he loves you that much. Let me say it again. He never, never, never takes a break on you. He never, never, never takes a break on you. He never gets jaded. He never slumber or fall asleep on you, because he loves you that much. Because he loves you that much. He always wants you to be in your rightful place, from hurt, harm, or danger. Because he loves you that much. Because he loves you that much. He wants you to dwell in his secret place, and under his shadow, so he will cover you with his feathers. And under his wing, you should know and walk in his truth. Because he loves you that much. Because he loves you that much. He will never, never, never take a break on you. He will never slumber or fall asleep on you, because he loves you that much. Because he loves you that much. He would never leave you nor forsake you. So you can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I do not have to fear what man shall do unto me. He will bless you. He will keep you. The Lord to make his face shine on you and to give you peace, because he loves you that much. Because he loves you that much. He would never, never, never take a break on you. He would never get jaded. He would never get slumber or fall asleep on you, because he loves you that much. Because he loves you that much. Then you can say, in you my soul find rest. You are my salvation. You are my rock. You are my fortress. I will never be shaken, because he loves you that much. Because he loves you that much. So all you have to do is pour out your heart earnest to him, to seek him, and you will find him. Because he loves you that much. Because he loves you that much. He will never, never, never take a break on you. He will never get jaded. He will never slumber or fall asleep on you. Because he loves you that much. Because he loves you that much. He really, really, really loves you. He really, really loves you. So he will always be there watching out for you. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus loves you.
Yes, yes.
Yes, he does. He loves you so
much.
It's not God's will that any should perish.
Yes, yes.
The Lord don't want people to be lost.
No, amen, amen.
That's why Jesus came into the world, to fix it so we can be saved.
Yes, he loves.
He gave his life on Calvary's cross so that sin could come out of us.
He loves.
So we could be able to have a pure heart. Amen. Praise the Lord. But in order for us to escape hell, we must go through the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
And be washed, be cleansed. That Adam nature of sin must come out.
That's
right. It must come out. Praise the Lord. The Gospel according to St. John, Missionary Velvet, 1 and 29. What did the Bible say in the Gospel according to St. John, 1 and 29? Because people need to understand Jesus come to do the part we can't do. We repent of our sins, like I preached some weeks ago. Godly sorrow works, amen, repentance to salvation. Praying and asking the Lord to forgive you of your sins, you won't sin anymore.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. The Lord forgive you for your sin, but
yes,
yet and still,
yes, he will.
That old Adam nature of sin is still in your heart. Some preachers act like you can't get it out. But I got news to let you know. Jesus come to get that thing out of you.
Yes, he will. Yes,
he will. Yes, he will. He'll do that. What did the Bible say in St. John 1:29, Missionary Velvet?
The next day, John said Jesus coming unto him.
Now, John saw Jesus coming to the baptism.
And said, Behold the Lamb of God.
Behold the Lamb of God.
Which taketh away the sin of the world.
Amen. Now, that word sin, does it have an S on it, Missionary Velvet?
No, it's
S-I-N. S-I-N. Let you know Jesus come to take away that old Adam nature of sin that was born in us as a baby that caused us to do wrong.
Amen.
Caused us to backslide and go back in sin. Caused us to do things we later regret. Jesus come to root that sinful nature out of us. And people need to understand and know that. Praise the Lord. How can you receive the Holy Ghost if you still got that sinful nature in you? You can't get the Holy Ghost if you got that sinful nature in you. But Jesus come to root that sinful nature out. Amen. He's the Lamb of God. He come to get it out. Praise the Lord. And when the Lord get that nature of sin out of you, he placed his nature in you, which is a brand new nature, the nature of Christ. That's being born again. Praise the Lord. The Gospel according to St. John, Missionary Velvet 3:3-5. What did the Bible say?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Because Jesus was talking to Nicodemus and telling him about the new birth.
Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee.
Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say, truly, truly, I say unto thee.
Except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit.
If you be born of the water and of the Spirit.
He cannot enter to the kingdom of God.
Now, being born of the water is water baptism. Being baptized. Amen. A physical cleansing of the body. We talked about that earlier broadcast. Being water baptized. That's part of your repentance. Asking the Lord to forgive you for your sins. Amen. Some people say be baptized in Jesus' name. You baptize in Jesus' name, you follow Jesus. You follow Jesus to Calvary. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. Now, Jesus come to cause us to be born of the Spirit. Now, a lot of people don't understand being born of the Spirit. Some people call that the Holy Ghost. But no, being born of the Spirit is when Jesus breathed a life in our soul and sanctifies holy. That's being born of the Spirit. And everybody needs to note that. Preachers, you need to note that. That's what Jesus come to do. What did the Bible say, Missionary Velvet?
It said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh.
That which is born of the flesh is flesh.
And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit.
That is born of the Spirit is spirit.
Marvel, I say unto thee, ye must be born again.
Yeah, when the Lord breathes the life in your soul, you be born of the Spirit. Be born of the Spirit, the new nature comes in you. That's being born again. You're born again. You got the nature of Christ in you. You got a desire to do what is right, to live holy before God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. What did the Bible say?
The wind bloweth where it listeth.
Now the wind blow where it listeth.
And thou hearest the sound thereof.
You hear the sound thereof.
But cannot tell what is coming.
No, you can't tell where it's going.
And where it is going.
Where it cometh, nor where it going.
So it is everyone that is born of the Spirit.
When you're born of the Spirit, the power of God get a hold of you. Yes, it will. Glory to God. Breathe in your soul. Praise the Lord. And sanctify you holy. Yes, he will. Praise God. Root out that out of nature. Place in you a brand new nature. The nature of Christ. Put glory in your soul. Give you a hallelujah. Praise of God. Put a shout of victory in your feet. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. That's why we like to dance and shout. Because the Lord done set us free. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you. Gave you victory over sin. Place the devil where he belongs. That is under your feet. Glory to God. Amen. Praise of God. That's the new birth. Being born again. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, when the Lord breathes the life in your soul and sanctify you holy. Yes, he will. Praise our God. Amen. St. John 20 and 21, Missionary Velvet. What did the Bible say in St. John 20 and 21?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Because folk need to understand Jesus come to do the part we can't do. That is to root out that old Adam nature of sin and places us a brand new nature. The nature of Christ. Praise God.
And we had said, when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands, his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord.
Yeah, he showed himself to them, let them know it was him. It wasn't no ghost. It was him.
Then said Jesus unto them, peace be unto you.
Said, peace be unto you.
And my Father has sent me, even so I send you.
Amen. The Lord want us to have peace, be satisfied. Jesus will satisfy you. You heard me? You won't be longing after this world. But the Lord will satisfy you. What did the Bible say?
And when he had said this, he breathed on them.
You hear me?
He said unto them.
He breathed on them. Amen. I'm telling you the truth. When the Lord breathed on you, he sanctified you holy and get you ready to receive the Holy Ghost. Praise God. I'm telling you, praise the Lord, amen. When he breathed on them, he sanctified them disciples. And what did it say?
Receive ye the Holy Ghost.
He said, receive the Holy Ghost.
Whosoever sin you remit. They are remitted unto them.
Amen. Praise God. When the Lord sanctified you, he breathed in your soul and give you a brand new life. That is the life of Christ. You hear me? Praise our God. Amen. Jesus come to sanctify the people.
Amen.
He come to sanctify the people. St. John 17 and 19, Missionary Velvet. What did the Bible say? Amen. Y'all note this word. Because I'm giving y'all a Bible. I'm a Bible man. I'm a Bible preacher. What did it say?
And for their sakes, I sanctify myself.
For their sakes, I sanctify myself.
That they also might be sanctified through the truth.
That they might be sanctified through the truth. Now, Jesus gave his life on Calvary's cross to sanctify us through the truth. Praise our God. And the truth is what I'm preaching to you. How that Jesus come to take sin out of the sinner and place in you a brand new nature. The nature of Christ being born again. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. That's the new birth, being born again. Praise the Lord. Amen. When you're born of God, you live holy. Live righteous before the Lord. We're going to pick up another broadcast, praise God. Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Praise the Lord. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Amen. Lord, I want you to look on the people with mercy. Though that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Lord, breathe in their soul and sanctify them holy. Put that joy in there. Put that peace and love in the heart. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that sicken their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the coronavirus, the flu bug. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Lord, touch the prisoner. Cast out them evil spirits. Lord, amen. Set the prisoners free. Lord, I come against that devil of the lust of the flesh
That devil that want to steal. That devil that want to use drugs. That devil that want to use profanity. Lord, I cast them demons out them people. Lord, set them free by your divine power, Lord Jesus. Let them know that the Holy Ghost is on this broadcast. Let them feel the power of God through these radio waves. Lord, do these things. Praise our God. We'll give your name the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up and say thank you, Jesus, while you're praising God for your deliverance. Here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, call on the name of Jesus, and he will answer you. You heard that message in the prayer to Ella Holmes, that's praying. You've been forgiven for your sin. You just keep on praying and keep on seeking God till he fully deliver you and make you to the man and woman, the boy and girl that you need to be, because it is his good desire to set you free so you can be ready to go with him when he calls for you. Though behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. As I often say, Jesus, if he has to reach way down, he can pick you up. There is nothing too hard for my God to do, because he loves you and he wants you to be at peace. Those in the free will, your prayers are part of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. Remember that God loves us an everlasting love, and we do too. And the Lord has a plan for you and wants you to be at peace and wants you to have hope in him also too. And remember that God loves you to everlasting love. But that most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say, whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. That he is a God that shall not and will not lie. He promised he will set you free. He will do just that. But you got to believe and allow him to come in and rule in your life. Remember that God loves you. And we do too. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Vera and myself. That the Lord may open up doors, that there are more doors, that we may be able to go into the jails and prisons. Also, those of you in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website. The Heaven Bound Train website is open for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can click on any time for good inspiration. Inspirational music, inspirational words of encouragement. The Word of God is there for you to be inspired by. Messages there for you to hear for preaching. Praise God. Also, the kids can click on to the activity page. Be blessed with, amen, Bible stories. Amen. Click on links for Bible games, Bible puzzles. So much on the Heaven Bound Train website. Be blessed as you click on it for you and your family. Those just incarcerated, write our ministry for Bibles, other life-changing materials. Spanish-speaking areas, right, for Spanish material. Jesus loves the Spanish-speaking people. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm a Jesus man. I preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars and as well as those of you in the free world. I'm a Bible man. Praise God. Because I preach from the Bible. Praise the Lord. Amen. To the next broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, along with one of the companions, Missionary Velvet, saying that, if Jesus come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.